that, it's time to check in with our good friend Casey Williams from Green Country Village Senior Living Community. And Happy New Year, young lady.
Happy New Year. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. You know, I haven't been able to get in too much trouble with just 6 days into the new year. But, you know, give me a minute.
The year's still young. Yes.
We all are.
That's right.
Even our residents out there at Green Country, because by goodness sakes, we've got some new residents, don't we?
We do. We have some new residents that'll be moving in soon, that have moved in. Some wonderful new faces that we're excited to welcome to Green Country Village.
All righty. So what's been going on for the holidays? I saw you toward the beginning of December, and there's just been a whole... It's only been a month, but it seems like darn near 6 months because of all of everything.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it goes by fast because I remember saying, I'm going to see you next year, and it's already here. we had wonderful holiday season. It was a little different, like all of ours were. However, we had some Girl Scouts come carol. We had a church do a drive-by parade for our residents.
Oh, how nice is that?
It was wonderful. Wonderful meals for the holiday. New Year's Eve, we do our happy hour cart door to door, and we all dressed up in evening gowns and had sparkling cider and champagne to toast the new year, because we're looking forward to it.
I got to tell you, 2021's got to be better than last year. Bar's kind of low.
Yes. You know? Yeah, that's right. That's right. And we're just... continuing to be patient and looking forward to a wonderful new year.
Now, with everything that's going on, you know, we're seeing a little glimmer of hope here now that folks are getting their first rounds of vaccinations. And I know a lot of folks want to put this into fast forward. And we do have to be a little bit patient when it comes to, you know, how we conduct ourselves, especially around, you know, our seasoned citizens. So how are we doing out there with all of this change?
Absolutely. And we're patient, you know, kind of, you know, what you said is I serve the most vulnerable population, as well as our skilled nursing centers. They do as well. And so we're just being patient. We've been testing our residents weekly just to make sure if we have a positive that that's taken care of. We have had some positive cases, but everyone's doing great. And now some of our residents have gotten their first vaccine. We are on the docket for other residents to get that vaccine. But we're
nice.
Yep.
Good step forward.
It is. And the employees that wish to get that vaccine are welcome to. So we, like you said, patience is the key. And we're just, you know, planning, hopefully, for the future. You know, maybe this late spring that we can really start doing what we used to do as opposed to what we called the new normal. So we're looking forward to that.
Indeed. But the way that things have been taken care of very meticulously at it's been not as bumpy as it could be, because everyone was on board and everyone understood what was going on.
Absolutely.
Very well explained.
Yeah, it was. And we are managed by Life Care Services, which is a senior living management company, because Green Country is its own entity. It's, it's a nonprofit started by churches and business people and just citizens in Bartlesville 30 years ago. And however, we have a management company that helps us with, like, with my marketing and with other things. And so when they started seeing COVID hit the coastlines, I should say, they started really getting things into place. And so we were not having to reinvent the wheel. We weren't having to try to figure out what to do. We really had some steady and great direction from our management company. And so it didn't make it as difficult as it could have been.
Yeah.
And so I agree there was some best practices. Of course, we still are following the CDC guidelines and the state of Oklahoma Department of Health guidelines. And as those things change, Green Country is going to change. And we are going to always look to those that are trying to protect our, mm-hmm. our seniors.
Yeah. And, of course, the seniors that are living there absolutely appreciate the care. And they go to bed at night feeling pretty darn reassured that everything's safe.
Yes. And I'll tell you.
You can't put a price on that.
Well, and our the families of the residents, we get notes and cards and time and time again, family members have bought lunch for our 100-plus staff. And it just lets us know what we are doing is the best that we can do, mm-hmm. and appreciated by the residents and the family. So it's been, you know, making lemonade out of lemons, to be honest. Yeah.
Well, you know, some of the things that I look back on what has taken place is that you still have your sense of community.
Absolutely.
And that is very vital out there at Green Country Village's senior living community. And some fun has been made. Uh-huh. I mean, it started last summer, and I bring this up every now and then because uh-huh. I just think it's adorable, the ice cream truck, which is just a cart. But everybody loves it with the music and everything. And, you know, it takes the sting out of things changing.
Well, and I'll tell you, even on the coldest of days, on Tuesdays at 2, we bring that cart around. I will tell you, if we don't do it, we will have mutiny. We will have complaints. Our front desk phone will be ringing off the wall. And I say that in jest, but it is so appreciated.
It's so popular.
Yeah. It's so popular. And it's just, like you said, just a fun kind of a whimsical way to stir up the day and make it different. So it's been fun. It's still so fun. Some of the things too that we are doing is one-on-one walks around our beautiful lake, mm-hmm. Or pond, I guess. Mm-hmm. Crafting with a very small group of people, because of course we're still discouraging, yeah. you know, larger groups. But our Life Enrichment Group has really tried to see what that particular resident likes to do, uh-huh. and engage and just kind of, again, brighten their days. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I'm really looking forward to, and it's not been completely compiled, but our Life Enrichment team has asked our residents for words of wisdom.
I gotcha.
And so they filled out these pages of words of wisdom. And they're compiling it. And so if you'll look on our Facebook, you will see that we are, I will start adding those words of wisdom, because we were talking right before this was here, Tom, and mm-hmm. we've got 100-year-olds.
We got a few.
And we've got people approaching 100.
Yes.
We've had people that have lived all over the world. We have people that have lived interesting lives, fascinating professions. And so I'm going to tell you, I'll be taking their words of wisdom because they're doing something right. And
yes, indeed.
And so start looking at our Facebook, because I'll be posting those to share with everyone. They're just wonderful.
That's great. Yeah. One of the things that when I one of the visits I made prior to the virus was that every person was just a piece of American history, because they witnessed so many things firsthand. And it was just amazing just to have a little 2 or 3 minute conversation with someone. Uh-huh. It's like, wow. Uh-huh. and so many different people with so many different places that they've been, lives that they lived. It very, very, what you call it, diverse.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you can't just say, here is a generic senior citizen. That doesn't happen.
No,
there.
No.
Everyone's really unique and really a lot of fun.
It's really been uh-huh. fun. One of the wonderful things for me, because I'm marketing.
Yeah.
And so since we're starting to allow some on-site visits, but that's been slower mm-hmm. during this time. And so that has slowed my day down a little bit. So I have gotten to really had time to spend time with these residents, mm-hmm. A lot more time than I have in the past, because I've just been so busy or not in my office or whatever. And for me, that is probably one of the best things that has come out of it for me personally. Mm-hmm. And I know I can speak for other associates that have just had that time to sit and listen and to mm-hmm. engage and to just see how fascinating these people are.
We're talking with Casey Williams. She's from Green Country Village Senior Living Community. Now, if folks are thinking about making that leap, it's a new year.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe 2020 was just a little harder than it needed to be.
Yeah.
With everything and then just regular, you know, time.
Right.
You know, there's still an opportunity to take a look at where your new home might be. And it's as easy as a phone call and walking them through a virtual visit, isn't it?
Absolutely, and I'm glad you said that because we have a great incentive going on for our independent living community because we're celebrating our 30th anniversary.
Well, happy birthday.
Yes, thank you. I hope I don't look a day over, you know, 29. But so one of the things that we are offering for new residents that move in is 30% off rent for the first 3 months. Because Sweet. It's our 30th anniversary.
How nice is that?
It's great. And we are also discounting. We have a small community fee that we ask for refurbishment of apartments because we completely redo them.
Mm-hmm.
And so that has been cut drastically. And so feel free to call me to get more information about our 30th anniversary incentive for independent living. First 3 months that you move in, it's 30% off. So that's practically a month free. And also with our discounted community fee, it will be more than a month's free. So I invite you, if this is kind of the nudge you need, or you're just not, you want to find out a little more, call me because I would love to discuss this with you.
What's your phone number?
It's 918-335-2086.
Very good.
Yes.
So there
and we
you
also
go.
Have a website, that's my phone number, www.greencountryvillage.com. And also you can see we have a new site map, which is exciting. Like I told you, my technology learning curve has skyrocketed.
Exponentially.
Exponentially. And the site map, it shows our community, our independent living community, our assisted living community, and our memory care community. And it shows what apartments are available and where they are in the community, what the floor plan is. Once I get a little more skilled, I will be putting on actual virtual tours.
Mm-hmm.
So you might say, you know, I'm really interested in a two bedroom and I'd like to have it close to the living room where all the action is. Then you can click on that particular apartment. Mm-hmm. Then a floor plan will pop up.
Wow.
And it'll tell you a little bit more about what it is. And then when I get my ducks in a row, then you can click on a link there and there will be an actual video of that actual apartment.
Oh.
So for those folks that don't live in Bartlesville or adult children that kind of say, ooh, where's mom and dad? Where are they going to be?
Mm-hmm.
They can take a look at that and then call me and ask about what we have to offer.
Very good. And I'll just clue you in. It's a lot.
Yeah, thanks.
When you say community, it is a community. Uh-huh. I mean, I've been out there for a lot of events. Thank you for inviting me.
Yes,
Everything
always
from
well.
Drive-by birthday parties, Christmas parades. We even have car shows.
Uh-huh.
The oldie card shows out there that bring back so many good memories, not only for the residents, but also for the casual onlooker.
And, right.
What a great time that was.
Yeah, and that the car show community, they're just so supportive.
Uh-huh.
And it was a great time. And we'll see. I believe last time we did it was in the fall, so maybe we start looking towards that again because that was such fun. And that car community was just so supportive and wonderful.
Wonderful. Again, let's give everybody that phone number so they can give you a call and visit with you a little bit more at link.
All righty. It is 918-335-2086. You can also check out our website. There's an area that you can put your name and email if you want to contact me that way at www.greencountryvillage.com.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
It's
Happy
always
New
great.
Year.
It seems like we never get to have you in here for very long, but when we do, we sure make the most of it.
Yeah.
I know you got a busy day today, but God bless you. Thank you, Casey.
You too, and Happy New Year.
All righty. Thank you. Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.